It's 80 degrees in Nashville. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Metro Nashville's city-owned Safety Net Hospital has been a sensitive subject. That sensitivity continued last week. Council members asked Nashville General Hospital leadership why the patient count, also known as the census, is so low. Interim CEO Veronica Elders says there are a lot of headwinds. A major one has been how run down the hospital looks.
There's not a safety net hospital in a metropolitan city that has a census problem the way that we have. Somebody was talking to me about the census, and my response back to them was, I have out of order signs on the elevators. Healthcare is an environment of consumerism. And so, you know, when people are saying to me about the census and is it up, we need help to get it up.
In recent years, she says all of the city money given to the hospital for infrastructure had to be used for the air conditioning. No patient rooms have been updated since 2016. There are other challenges, too. The hospital's CEO resigned amid scandal last year. It operates in partnership with Meharry Medical College, and there were tensions between the two organizations. Those got so bad the two sides couldn't agree on a contract for years. Nashville General is housed in a building on the medical school's campus. That building is widely considered to be severely dated and causing problems for the hospital. The lease ends at the end of next year. There's no clear plan on whether that lease will get extended. There's a public hearing on the city budget tomorrow night. The band director at White House High School was arrested Wednesday for statutory rape of a student. A joint statement from the Sumner County Sheriff's Office and Sumner County Schools says they got a tip that Dalton Hawkins was having an inappropriate relationship with a minor student. He has been terminated, and the school system is working with law enforcement in the investigation. Starting today, the central hub connecting different levels of the Nashville International Airport's lobby will be closed for an 18-month renovation. The project will double the number of escalators and increase the number, speed, and capacity of elevators. The airport says the work is essential to prepare its facilities for future growth. BNA says the new central core improvements are part of a plan that will allow it to serve up to 40 million annual passengers. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or in the NPR app under local headlines.